Shalom, Australia. Israeli leaders on Friday welcomed the strong and important message sent by the U.S. strike on a Syrian airfield overnight. The IDF said it was informed by the U.S. ahead of the strike, in which at least 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles launched from two American naval destroyers in the eastern Mediterranean hit the Shayrat airfield north of Damascus early on Friday morning. The strike, ordered by U.S. President Donald Trump, came as retaliation for a deadly chemical weapons attack on Tuesday in the northern Syrian province of Idlib that left at least 86 people dead, including 27 children, and allegedly employed the nerve agent sarin. Footage of people and children choking on the gas prompted outrage across the globe. Prime Minister Netanyahu praised the American move, saying in both word and action, President Trump sent a strong and clear message today that the use and spread of chemical weapons will not be tolerated. He added Israel fully supports President Trump's decisions and hopes that this message of resolve in the face of the Assad regime's horrible actions will resonate not only in Damascus, but in Tehran, Pyongyang, and everywhere else. In an unexpected and unprecedented and curious move, Moscow on Thursday said it considers West Jerusalem to be Israel's capital, making Russia the first country in the world to extend such a recognition to any part of the city. The Foreign Ministry of Moscow said in a statement, "We reaffirm our commitment to the UN-approved principles for a Palestinian-Israeli settlement, which includes the status of East Jerusalem as the capital of the future Palestinian state. At the same time, we must state that in this context, we view West Jerusalem as the capital of Israel." Officials in Jerusalem, evidently taken aback by the statement, declined immediately to comment on the announcement. Under the 1948 petition plan, Jerusalem, with its holy sites, was designated an international city. On Thursday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke on the phone with Russian President Vladimir Putin about Syria, but Moscow's recognition of West Jerusalem's capital was not mentioned. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi expressed guarded optimism about peace between Arabs and Israel. Speaking on Wednesday morning in Washington, D.C., Sisi said the atmosphere is now more primed for peace than it was 40 years ago when Sadat made peace. A number of representatives of Jewish organizations were at the meeting and expressed their gratitude at hearing Sisi's views. Hundreds of people gathered in Jerusalem on Thursday to bury Sergeant Elchai Ter Alev, 20, who was killed earlier in the day in a car-ramming attack in the West Bank. Ter Alev, from the settlement of Talmon, died of his injuries after being struck by a Palestinian driver at the Ofra junction on Route 60, northeast of Ramallah, where he was on duty. Another soldier was wounded in the attack. Tehaleb attended the Makor Chaim Yeshiva in Kfar Zion and was a friend of the three Israeli teenagers kidnapped and murdered 3 years ago by a Hamas-affiliated cell operating in the West Bank. His father, Rabbi Ohad Tehaleb, said over his grave, "You sprayed light and life. You had a smile that melted hearts. We refuse to believe we are saying goodbye, but are not letting you go." His mother, Avital, said, "Your eyes full of light. Your presence made the world a brighter place, happy and good. I thank God that I had the privilege and joy of being your mother." The Palestinian driver of the car, Malik Abd Musa Hamed, 21, from the nearby town of Silwad, who had served 4 months in jail for attempting an attack on the settlement of Adam last year, was captured by the IDF. Hamed had driven backwards and forwards along the road looking for soldiers to target. His attack on Thursday was the ninth in the past 2 years to be carried out by residents of Silwad. Gideon Saar, former Likud minister and Benjamin Netanyahu's most realistic challenger for the party leadership, announced on Monday that he'll be picking up his political career after a 3-year hiatus. At a podium draped in an Israeli flag and flanked by photos of former Prime Minister Menachem Begin and Theodor Herzl, the former Likud number 2 declared to a cheering crowd of activists of his much-anticipated return. Saar said, "My goal, and I'm sorry if this disappoints anyone here, is to strengthen the Likud ahead of future challenges. My goal is to assure that Likud will lead the country in the future, too." Although elections are not due until November 2019, his announcement comes in the wake of tension between Netanyahu and his finance minister Moshe Kahlon and Beit Yehudi leader Naftali Bennett, which frequently lead to threats of early elections. Tens of thousands of Palestinians protested in Gaza City yesterday against recent salary cuts. The decision on Wednesday by the West Bank-based Palestinian Authority to impose pay cuts on its civil servants in the Gaza Strip has sparked anger among government employees there. Demonstrators called on PA President Mahmoud Abbas to sack his government. A handful of protesters announced that they would begin a hunger strike. On Friday, PA Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah defended the salary cuts, saying that they were necessary in order to manage the financial crises suffered by the Palestinian government due to reductions in international funds. Hamas hanged three men accused of collaborating with Israel's military intelligence in Gaza on Thursday. The executions come amid a hunt by Hamas for collaborators with Israel after the recent assassination of one of its chief terrorists, Mazen Faka, which it blamed on Israel. However, none of the three men killed were involved in Fuka's death. The three were all charged with handing over information about the whereabouts of Hamas men and military sites over the past three decades, which led to the death of Hamas fighters. The Southern District Military Court sentenced three IDF soldiers to 42 days in jail on Wednesday for abusing their authority and using excessive force while detaining a Palestinian man last year. The soldiers from the Nahal Infantry Brigade admitted to using violence while arresting a Palestinian suspect who was resisting arrest in October 2016. The sentence was part of a plea deal reached with military prosecutors. On Thursday night, seven wounded Syrians, two children, four women, and a man, were brought into Israel for treatment. The wounded waited in pain for darkness to fall to cross into enemy territory. Israeli military medical corps quickly whisked the patients across the hostile frontier into armored ambulances headed to hospitals for intensive care. Medical officers decided that two of the seven patients had wounds that were too urgent to wait and so radioed in a helicopter. Israel has quietly treated 3,000 such patients since the civil war began in Syria, a number that expects to quickly grow as the fighting heats up in the wake of the chemical attack and the U.S. unprecedented missile strike in response. An Israeli company, Unavu, is at the forefront of a revolution in the sugar industry with a stevia-based sweetener product. Its founders claim is sweeter and healthier than its processed sibling found in many food products. The sweetener is granulated, resembling sugar, and dissolves just like it. Most importantly, it doesn't have the disliked aftertaste that the majority of sweeteners available on the market have. A whole line of Unavu sweetened products will be available to the Israeli market by the end of the year. Israel will close off the West Bank and seal the crossings from the Gaza Strip on Monday night for 8 days as a preventative measure against attacks during the Festival of Pesach. Entering and exiting the West Bank and Gaza will be forbidden for Palestinians during this coming week, with the exception of humanitarian, medical, and exceptional cases. With priests blowing silver trumpets, Temple Mount activists slaughtered a sheep on Thursday in the main square of the Jewish quarter of Jerusalem's Old City, next to the Chorva Synagogue, to demonstrate the traditional Paschal sacrifice. The first time such a reenactment has been inside the city walls in 2,000 years. The event was supervised by police and the state veterinarian service. Approximately 200 men, women, and children attended the event, including M.K. Yehuda Glick. In accordance with the ancient rites, the blood was sprinkled on a model altar temporarily erected for the purpose. The sheep was then flayed, roasted, and eaten by the participants. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem and wishing all listeners Chag Pesach Sameach V'Kasher.